The Syracuse Common Council is expected to vote today on a request to the city's school board that would require new hires to live in the city. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, nearly 60% of all employees in the district do not live in Syracuse.
The statistic is worse for teachers and administrators. Close to 75% of them do not live in the district. Councilor Susan Boyle wants that to change.
We want to see people who earn off the city tax dollars living in the city and reinvesting in the city. It's going to be basically the foundation of our city. We need to keep the tax dollars in the city and spending in the city and investing in the city. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a movement to push for that in every area of hiring.
Boyle says she has spoken with school board members who say this requirement is something they would seriously consider. Many of the counselors say they are for it, but one concern is that there will not be enough applicants in Syracuse to fill openings. The policy would allow for a special waiver process to get those positions filled with non-city residents if need be. Substitute teachers would be exempt. A majority of food service, bus monitors, and custodians currently live in the city, but the higher the salary, the more likely the position is filled by an outside resident. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.